Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Just turning 624, Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS, where the state of Michigan is trying to force a 10-year-old boy to have him basically undergo continued radiation and chemotherapy treatment for cancer, even after his parents say PET scans show no signs of it. The attorney for the family, Michael Ferris, is the chairman of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association and chancellor of Patrick Henry College. Michael, thanks for joining us this evening.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
Now, this is an Upper Peninsula family, the Stylers. The boy is Jacob Styler. And against the wishes of the medical officials at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, his parents suspended treatment. Why did they decide to do that?
Well, because there was no evidence that Jacob still had cancer. They had surgery for Jacob. They removed the tumor. They did 12 sessions of chemotherapy with him. And at the end of that, all the blood tests, all the PET scans were clean. And the doctors admitted that he's either in remission or he's cured. But just basically, just to make sure, they wanted to do several more months of chemotherapy and radiation. And these drugs are incredibly dangerous. They cause other cancers. They cause heart problems that will kill you. They cause young kids to be unable to sexually develop. Now, not every time does that happen, but these are such common side effects that there are FDA-required warnings on the drugs themselves.
Well, Michael, let me ask you, what point did the state get involved? I mean, how quickly after they suspended treatment did the state step in, and what happened after that?
The state stepped in September. The family suspended treatment in July. And so the doctors tried to get the state involved right away, but the local CPS workers, or DHS workers, you call them there in Michigan, and the local prosecutor refused to prosecute. And so the doctors went to state-level officials in Lansing and basically pressured them until the state-level officials hired a private lawyer to file medical neglect charges against the family.
Now, in this case, there was an initial ruling by a judge that I believe rejected the state's case, but now they're going to appeal. What are the next steps?
The circuit judge Solka in Marquette dismissed the charges against the family just before Christmas, and it's on appeal now in Lansing at the Court of Appeals. In fact, I just filed my appellate brief today in the Court of Appeals there in Lansing. So we'll have oral argument pretty soon.
Has there ever been a case in Michigan of this kind where the state has been able to force parents to have their child undergo this kind of treatment?
No, not exactly like this. I mean, there have been medical neglect cases, but usually the cases are where it's very clear that the child's sick, it's very clear that the treatment is safe, and it's very clear that the treatment is effective. Well, none of those things are true here. It's not clear that the child's sick. It's not clear that the treatment is safe. In fact, it's pretty clear that it's not particularly safe, and it's at best only 70% effective. 70% of the time, people could go through the entire treatment process, live 5 years. That's their definition of success.
Let me ask you, what is the point of pursuing this? How long has it been since treatment has been suspended?
It's been since last June. June 24th was the last day of treatment, and so it's really it's bizarre, frankly, that they would try to pursue it at this stage. But I think that the state at this point is just trying to exact a pound of flesh. They can't possibly be serious. In fact, on February 29th, the family got a letter from the local social worker on official DHS letterhead saying that they were closing their case and that because Jacob was still in good health. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. On the one hand, the actual investigator says Jacob's in good health, mm-hmm. but then the private lawyer that the state level officials have hired says Jacob's in dire health and he's going to die if you don't get the treatment right away.
What about hospital officials, though? Are they maintaining that even now, if treatment is not continued, that this cancer could come back?
Yes, I mean, and there's no question that it could come back. The question is whether or not it's safe for him to wait until it comes back. In fact, the family has found a new, very advanced treatment facility in Dallas, the Mary Crowley Cancer Center, that's state-of-the-art FDA-approved center that has done like 400 FDA cancer trials, and they've found a new non-chemotherapy FDA-advanced trial for just exactly Jacob's condition. If the cancer comes back, it would be called recurrent Ewing sarcoma, and that would be that they've got a backup plan. They're continuing to monitor Jacob on a regular basis.
Only about 30 seconds left. But don't you think the state does have concerns about other families kind of taking this step on their own, not heeding medical advice when it comes to children?
Sure. And that's why we think it's important, because the question is, in this case, should doctors or families make close calls? If it was not a close call, if people were ignoring advice where it was clear you're sick, it was clear the treatment was safe, and it was clear the treatment was effective, that would be a completely different case. But in this case, the doctors want to control cases that are not clear. And we think that families and parents should be making those decisions, not doctors.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. Michael Ferris, chairman of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, chancellor of Patrick Henry College, and the attorney for the Stylers, who are now facing off against the state on this issue. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
We're coming back to talk about the Lansing City Council set for tonight. Our own James Platy will be covering that for us. Should be very exciting stuff. But before we get there, Carol Wood will join us next to tell us what she expects to happen as we face off against this budget. Next.